Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for June 20th to June 26th. So this week, we have a change in season. We have a shift. We move into the Cancer solstice, which means that we begin the summer in the Northern Hemisphere. It is the beginning of Cancer season. It is the beginning of a cardinal sign, and it marks the energy for the next 3 months. Okay, so this is an important week, and my suggestion is that it is a week in which you cleanse, purge, release, organize, and are intentional. And the reason why is that last week we had a full moon. We had that full moon in Sagittarius, the full moon of truth. What is the truth of my potential? Do I accept the truth of my potential? Do I continue playing small? Now, the truth of your potential and what that means to you is it's free to look like whatever you want it to look like. This isn't specifically about accomplishing something big, something that everyone will know about, something that you will become known and famous for. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, what does that mean to you? For a lot of people, it has come with recognition and realization of, this is the type of relationship that I would love to attract. And in order for me to align with that, I need to line up with the potential of love and joy and self-care and self-nurturance that exists within me. Those are things that are so important to look at because they determine our entire life, what we align with, who we align with, what we accept in our lives. So, with that said, that full moon energy is still active this week. It's actually still active till June 27th, because next week on June 28th, we're going to have the new moon in Cancer. So this week, as we enter a new season and we embark on the summer solstice energy, it's much more of, like I said, letting go and purging and organizing certain things in order to set ourselves up to set certain intentions and begin setting them in motion with the new moon of next week. Okay, so let's get started with this week. Monday, June 20th, we have Mercury and Gemini sextile Jupiter and Aries. This is a really beautiful aspect to have, not serious conversations, not those difficult conversations that I love to talk about, that I love to bring up constantly, but this is just a beautiful aspect to have conversations about the things that we love, to connect with people that we haven't connected with in a long time, those people, those friends that feel like you pick up right where you left off, to make connections with someone that you met them at an event a few weeks ago, and it's like, hey, you want to hang out? Let's hang out. Let's connect. This is definitely an aspect of connection because of Gemini. Gemini is the sign of the twins, the sign of the pairs. But Jupiter in Aries is, let's meet up and I'm going to show you who I am as an individual. And that's the Aries energy, right? So this isn't heavy energy. Gemini and Aries are not heavy energies. That's not to say that they are unimportant or superficial, but they definitely lighten the mood, especially if the weekend was a bit heavy. This is a lovely aspect to begin the week. This is also, and mind you, this aspect is available, is active pretty much the entire week, although it tends to subside a little towards the end of the week, but that's okay. It's still active all week. So if this isn't about connection for you, if this isn't about conversing with anyone else, this is a great aspect to check your mindset. Lovely, because on Tuesday, June 21st, that's when we have the solstice opening. So on Monday, we can check our mindset. this is what I want, and this is what I desire, but there might be a but in between, right? This is what I desire, but. So the desire and the but comes from the fact that Venus is currently in Taurus. It's in the latter degrees of Taurus, getting ready to move into Gemini, and it's creating a square, a 90 degree angle to Saturn. That's the, I really want this, but I really desire this, but we really want to be together, but. And then at the same time, Venus is creating a trine to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. By the way, Saturn is also retrograde. Remember that. So Venus connecting with these two big leaguers in the sky is Venus squared Saturn. I desire this, but I want this, but. So I desire to have my life look a certain way, but I don't know how to do that. I desire to have a different relationship with myself, Venus, but that means that I have to go to therapy to process certain things, or, you know, coach with someone to help me, you know, with something. But then the but, a lot of times when we really think about it, when we really look at it closely, is self-imposed. It might feel like there are circumstances outside of our control that keep us from moving in that direction. But when we want something, we will find a way to make it happen. And in true Venus and Taurus energy, and in true Saturn energy, this is about elimination of something, the letting go, the purging of something, in order to focus on the things that are important. What I am mentioning right now is part of that solstice opening, okay? Be mindful that everything I'm going to mention about this week is about the solstice opening. Similar to last week's forecast, which was pretty much around that full moon event. When we have lunar events, when we have significant events in one week, the entire week revolves around that. So remember that as a rule of thumb, okay? Because the planets don't move that fast. So this connection between Venus and Saturn on Monday, really throughout the week, right? Because it's not like this energy is just active one week. Throughout the week, we can say, this is the thing that I want, but. Let's look at the but. Let's look at how real this impediment is. Let's look at how real this but is. And is it a self-imposed impediment, or is it something that I really just cannot work my way around? Up to you, right? From my experience, not just personal, but what I've seen with my clients, is that when we get straight and real about what is important, what actually deserves our time, energy, and effort, I've said that a gajillion times in the last couple of months, because that is what Taurus energy represents. We are experiencing Taurus eclipses this year. Venus is currently in Taurus, creating a square to Saturn. What deserves my time, energy, and effort? What do I really need to focus on? What feels intentional in my life? Who and what is intentional in my life? We cut out a lot of excess, a lot. And this isn't, look, sometimes it comes very naturally. When we are on a journey of, this is who I am. I make the decisions that I make because they align with me. They feel true to me. This is the life that I want to live. Inevitably, when we align with that very powerful feminine energy within us of alignment and receptivity, which is Venus and Taurus, a lot of things fall by the wayside on their own. Truly, we are naturally gravitated to certain things and naturally simply let go of other things. Naturally, people are attracted to us, and naturally people are repelled by us. And I think that that's a beautiful thing, because it has nothing to do with someone else being bad. It has nothing to do with you being better than someone else. It's just that when you are functioning from a space of empowerment and alignment, and these are my values, and this is how I value myself, all Taurus energy, all Venus energy, all of what we're going to be working through in August, okay? Really, July and August. is about being intentional. So this, I want this, but take this week to really look at that but and say, is it a self-imposed limiting mindset? And if it is, can I accept that with kindness, love, and compassion? And then figure out how to look at it differently, figure out how to hold it differently, figure out how to understand it differently, figure out where it's really coming from so that then I can move past it, right? Then Venus is creating a beautiful trine, powerful trine to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, to Earth energies. So Venus is saying, I want this, but square to Saturn in Aquarius. And then her connection to Pluto is asking, but how badly do you want it? And what are you willing to do to make it happen? And look, and when I say do, again, this is Earth energy. And Earth energy, Taurus and Capricorn, remind us that less is more. This isn't about adding things to our lives. This isn't about adding tasks to our lives. This is about eliminating the excess that takes away from our time, energy, and effort that can actually be redirected to the things that actually matter to us and align with us in a genuine way. I keep repeating this because the cosmos keep repeating this. But guys, think about that. Think about, especially if you're in a space of constantly going back and forth between something, constantly feeling like you're feeling lost or disconnected. I will never be the person that tells you to get over it. That's so horrible. That's so insensitive. But at some point, you do have to ask yourself, you do have to stand and be honest with yourself. If your energy, if your thoughts feels dispersed, if you feel dispersed, if you feel like I want this, but that, and yes to this and no to that, but wait a minute, maybe this and maybe that, you're doing yourself a disservice. And what you're avoiding is making a decision that is something that you feel is a difficult decision to make. But as soon as you make that difficult decision that feels difficult right now, but you know it's for your well-being in the long run, that will bring you peace, internal peace, then that's different. So all of this energy, Venus in Taurus, Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, Saturn retrograde in Aquarius, this air and earth energy, it doesn't allow for like the wishy-washy, mushy feelings, the back and forth. It doesn't. So if you're in that space right now of feeling all of this tension and feeling like your energy is dispersed, if you're feeling super disconnected from yourself, ask yourself, is this self-imposed? Am I avoiding finally making a decision? Because look, even when we are in relationship with someone and we feel our energy is dispersed and we feel like we don't know what to do about the situation, especially if this is in partnership, especially because Venus is involved, you have to do what's right for you. And that's what Venus and Taurus is telling us. It's, I voiced my concerns, I voiced my needs, and they were not acknowledged by the other side. Or they were kind of, brushed off. Or they're just not in alignment. While that hurts, been there. That's heartbreaking. I can understand. I have chosen myself, and I've seen many other people choose themselves in the midst of that difficult situation. And while it was heartbreaking and while it hurt in the long run, it was the best thing anyone can do for themselves. Okay. So think about that. And look, both Pluto and Saturn are retrograde. So this isn't something that you're going to choose and then you're just going to feel in alignment and feel all great. No, this is going to take some time. And it's going to take probably till the next eclipses of October and November to finally feel like, okay, I finally feel like I'm coming back to myself. Only if you make a choice of something that feels honest to you. If you continue in a limbo situation, it's going to continue feeling the same way. Okay? So, with Mercury and Gemini, sextile Jupiter and Aries on Monday. I'm still on Monday. This is about getting very clear and very honest with yourself. You have the facts. You have the info. What do you need to do? Okay, so Tuesday, June 21st, we have the sun in Cancer. So this is Cancer season. Every single year, whenever we have Cancer season, this is about assessing for 28 to 30 days. What feels like home to me? How do I come back home to myself? And I've talked about this many times, especially because we've had other aspects that have to do with that. But Cancer season is the time to do that. For those of you in my Astro Consciousness on the Go group, you're going to get an extensive lesson on the summer solstice. So make sure you check that out. So in a nutshell, the summer solstice is about, how do I align with what feels like home? How do I align with what brings me peace? How do I align with what helps me feel nurtured and taken care of? How do I get in touch with my internal mother, parent, caretaker to take care of myself? And this has everything to do with what I just talked about with Venus squaring Saturn, but creating a trine to Pluto. I desire this, but how badly do I want it? And how do I parent myself? Think about, if for those of you who are parents, all of us had parents. Some of our relationships with our parents are great and not. But picture an ideal parenting situation, right? A parent who is in their right mind, essentially us, who understands life, we're going to choose what is for our child's best interest. So if a child feels uncomfortable, I don't know, in a particular environment, in a school with a babysitter, are we going to continue putting that child in that situation? No. I mean, I would hope not, right? We're going to listen to our child. We're going to pay attention to the child. The child doesn't want to be there. It makes them uncomfortable. They don't feel appreciated. They don't feel like they connect. Okay. So as the parent, how do we come in and say, what do you need, my love? What do you need? Okay, let's try this other way. Let's try this other place, right? So how do we do that to ourselves? When we insist on being in situations and in environments that don't fully value us in the way that we want to be valued, it is our responsibility to ask ourselves, do I want to continue in this situation, or how do I remove myself and nurture the pain that may come from removing myself, nurture the pain that may come from transition, but at the same time, choosing it for my well-being in the long run? Now, this isn't to say that you have to make rash decisions, although, Cancer, the sun's transit through Cancer is inevitably going to create 90-degree angles to all of the energy currently in Aries. That's not going to be for another 2 weeks or so, but here's what can happen. I'm giving you, I'm fast forwarding you. If right now you are in a situation that you're waiting for someone else to make a decision that makes you feel better and makes a certain situation feel better, from now till about 2 weeks from now, when that sun in Cancer starts squaring those Aries energies, that is going to be the explosion of resentment. It's going to manifest either in resentment with you, in a fight with someone else, in you should know, you should. It is going to end up in resentment if you're not there already. So how do you nurture yourself? How do you choose yourself first? How do you become your caretaker? Okay. All right. So on Wednesday, June 22nd, we have Venus exit Taurus. Been there so long. She's given us some incredible lessons on self-worth, value, self-esteem, money. What do I deserve? I mean, I have to be honest with you, that Venus in Taurus set me straight. I put so many changes in motion and I feel so proud of myself because every one of those changes was, it's worth it. I'm worth it. I deserve this. I know it. I know what I give. I know what I have to give. And it changed everything. I believe in myself. I bet on myself. I trust myself. I'm consistent. I show up for myself. I show up for others, right? That Venus and Taurus energy was just beautiful. I loved it. It felt heavy at times. I had to ask myself difficult questions at times. I've seen it with my coaching clients. They've had to ask themselves difficult questions as well. They've had to make certain difficult decisions, but it's been worth it. And so to go into the solstice, Cancer season, with this sense of empowerment is really beautiful, because what you'll experience during Cancer season is, I've got me. I've got me because I know how to nurture me. I've got me not because I'm defensive against the world, not because I hate someone, not because it's me against the world. No, it's not about anyone else. It's about, how do I nurture me? How do I value me? How do the decisions that I make align with what I need? And if you don't know that, that's okay. That's okay. But can you ask yourself, can you begin to ask yourself, what do I need? What does that feel like in my body? What does my body tell me it needs from me? Right? Okay. So those are actually great journal prompts. What do I need from me? How do I nurture myself? What does my body tell me it needs from me? Do I need more rest? Do I need more water? Do I need a different type of movement? The work that I do, is it paid for appropriately? A lot of those things, and owning them, not from a place of just ego, but from a place of love and a grounded place, right? This understanding that we have a dance with the universe of give and receive. And when we step into that dance with the universe of giving and receiving, nothing has to be forced. It just is. We give, we receive. We give, we receive. And we have to keep an open mind as to how we receive. We have to be receptive, right? So I don't want to digress too much, but for those of you on my Astro Consciousness on the Go group, we work on this almost on a daily basis. So Wednesday, June 22nd, Venus enters Gemini and it remains there till July 17th. So Venus and Gemini, much lighter energy, much lighter energy, social butterfly, great energy for collaborations, great energy for brainstorming, great energy for meeting up with friends. It's the beginning of summer. Really beautiful, beautiful social butterfly energy, great energy for speaking, teaching, learning, great energy to go to networking events. So be mindful of that. So from now to July 17th, how can you connect with others? And again, in a way that feels honest and aligns with you. So Thursday, June 23rd, we have the moon in Taurus, creating a sextile to the sun in Cancer. Sun, oh my goodness. Cancer and Taurus energy, I like to think of as the mama bears of the zodiac. It's fierce, ferocious protection, but incredibly loving and nurturing. Think about mom, or that mama figure that you had that just like welcomes you into their home. Come in, honey. You want something to eat? Did you eat? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? What do you need? You know, think about that energy. We all had that. And think about how comfortable you felt. Think about how safe you felt in that space. If you do that for others, think about how comforting that is to you to be able to give that space to someone else. And think about how it must make them feel, especially if they don't have that somewhere else. So Thursday, we have the moon in Taurus, sun in Cancer. How do we give that? How are we our own mama bear, right? And again, not in a way of, it's me against the world, but in a way of, what do I need? What do I need? How do I make myself feel at home? How do I make a delicious meal for myself? How do I make decisions in the long run that are for my good, right? All the things that I talked about in the beginning, all right? Friday, June 24th, we still have the moon in Taurus. Now, the energy shifts. Thursday, I highly suggest that you use that time to especially set intentions. If you have intentions for that solstice, if you want to begin your intentions for the new moon in Cancer of next week, June 28th, it's also really great energy to cleanse out your closet. If you want to do that again, to clean any of your spaces, to clean your home, to be very intentional with how you want your home and your environment to bring in this new energy. Okay. So Friday, June 24th, the moon comes together with Taurus. This can be lovely for, you know, like Friday evening meeting with friends because Uranus is involved. But we want to be mindful of the fact that anytime the moon comes together with Uranus, it affects our nervous system. So we might feel a little jittery. We might be a little, because the moon is involved, we might be on edge if we're not grounded, especially if we're not meeting our needs. I'll give you an example. Last night I flew in, my flight was delayed. I was supposed to get into LA at 10:30. I didn't get off that plane till almost 1 a.m. because of all of these delays. I hadn't taken care of myself. I hadn't drank enough water. I definitely did not have enough sleep. I'm vegan, so it's very hard for me to find like vegan food. So I was like, powering through with snacks. I should have planned better, right? So I was not in a good mood. My nervous system was shot. I was on edge. I was tired. I was cranky. And I was trying not to beat myself up, right? I was going into this mode of I should have planned better. I should have known better, but I didn't. Like, time just kind of got away from me. So the moon coming together with Uranus can feel like that when we're not taking care of ourselves, okay? So that's Friday. That's at the end of the week. Knowing that, just make sure that you take care of at least the basics, that you're drinking enough water, that you're getting enough sleep, that you're eating nutritious food, right? Especially because the moon and Taurus have to do with nutrition, how we nurture ourselves, okay? So if you're feeling on edge, make sure that you are taking care of at least those three things. You have no idea how much taking care of those three things, enough water, nutritious food, and enough sleep, regulate your nervous system so much. So you're not on edge with yourself. You're not on edge with others. Basic, simple stuff. I learned that a long time ago from a therapist that I didn't know that. And now I do. And I can definitely tell the difference immediately. Okay. Saturday, June 25th, we have the moon in Taurus yet again. The moon in Taurus is going to be very active Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And on Saturday, the moon in Taurus is going to create a square to Saturn in Aquarius and a trine to Pluto in Capricorn. The very same thing that Venus is doing early on in the week will be repeated by the moon. Those same themes are going to come up, except now we're going to feel them emotionally. Be mindful of that. So all of this energy, all of this kind of preparation to step into Cancer energy, we have this entire week to do that, okay? Those journal prompts I mentioned earlier, think about those things. Let those kind of serve as a basis of how to move through this week. Finally, on Sunday, June 26th, the moon is in Gemini. So it's a very active day. We want to chat. We want to connect with people. Take advantage of it. You know, it's a really great way to just kind of have a social Sunday. Be mindful. Be present. If you want to use that moon in Gemini energy to journal, by all means do it so that you can go into next week with the new moon in Cancer in a much more intentional way. May this be of help and have an amazing week.